Listening Library presents The Mighty Miss Malone by Christopher Paul Curtis. Read for you by Bonnie Turpin. In memory of my three heroes, my uncle George Taylor, Tuskegee Airman, Congressional Gold Medal winner, hero, 1914 to 2008. My friend, Harrison Edward Patrick, hero, 1949 to 2010. And my brother, Herman David Curtis, hero, 1957 to 2011.
Hello, my name is Christopher Paul Curtis. I'm the author of The Mighty Miss Malone. Dedication. There is a small archipelago off the eastern coast of Africa whose name escapes me at the moment. The name isn't the important part. The important part is the group of people who have inhabited these islands for millennia and developed a unique and thriving culture. Unfortunately, I can't recall what these people are called either, but once again, that's not really important. What is important is the language these kind, peaceful people have developed. Linguists have noted that unlike other foreign languages, which have developed out of practical necessity, this language is based on the description of emotions. The one word in this language that I want to focus on is the word for a Pavlovian type of behavior found in humans in which one action inevitably causes the same reaction. That word is aharuf, and it is translated as meaning the process by which the sight or thought of a particular person, place, or object triggers an instantaneous lowering of the gnar, a concept most like blood pressure, a sharp rise in the carlo,